The Prime Minister comes to call in the face of mounting issues on the West Coast. With your KFM News update, I'm Andrew White. First grader Sudbury drivers heading out this morning intending on using MR-55 are being advised of a 15-minute road delay. The delay is associated with the CPR Overhead Bridge Rehabilitation Project located approximately 500 meters west of Power Street. Commuters are thanked in advance for their patience. Sudbury police have started up Operation Dry Water once again ahead of the long weekend. Caitlin Dunn from Sudbury Police says their goal in stopping a boat where they believed alcohol may be open is to enact the law.
But at the same time, education and awareness of the dangers of impaired boating.
When it comes to emergency response, there are almost no accidental fires. That's at least according to North Bay Fire Chief Jason Whiteley. This is following an accidental house fire in North Bay this week caused by smoking materials. Whiteley spoke to KFM this week and says that fire prevention is a group effort.
Fire safety is a partnership between the fire department and our citizens. And, you know, it's just taking that little bit of extra care when you're cooking or, you know, disposing of cigarettes.
Timmins police have laid 15 charges following a series of incidents between a suspect and victim. This is following a number of cases involving assaults, threat, and damage to the victim's property. A 42-year-old Timmins man was held for a bail hearing. And finally, in addition to the Trans Mountain Pipeline extension, the cost of housing and the opioid crisis are both on the list when Prime Minister Justin Trudeau comes to meet with Vancouver Mayor Gregory Robertson this morning. The Trudeau government approved the $7.4 billion extension to the pipeline last November. Robertson has since given the project two thumbs down. There is no word yet as to whether there will be any other conversations with mayors such as Toronto Mayor John Tory in regards to the housing crisis or the recent rash of drug overdoses in Toronto. For local news and weather anytime, go to kfmradio.ca.